Hello.
Hi, I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. May I speak to the person who requested the call?
Yes, this is me, Curtis Hicks.
Okay, and I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I help you?
Okay, I had filed my claim last week, and but I'm staying in Miami, but I was working, you know, with my company, and they sent me to Alabama to work. And they told me once I do everything that I had to report here to a local career center here. And when I went there this morning, the career center, like, didn't know what I needed to come there for.
The career center in Alabama?
No, in Miami, in Florida.
Yeah, I wouldn't know that either.
Well, because
who told you you had to go to Miami?
When I filed a claim, they said no. Because see, I'm staying in Florida. I live in Miami, but I work in Alabama. I filed, you know, did the claim there. But when I was on the phone, they was like, just I guess just go check in with the local workforce here. I guess it made them keep saying, you know, that I'm looking for employment or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, unfortunately, I don't know what you're talking about. We've never referred anybody to Florida. We wouldn't do that.
No, but what I'm saying is,
were you filing a?
Okay, I filed for Alabama, but I live here in Florida.
I understand that. So who told you you had to go to the Alabama Career Center in Florida?
No, they told me I had to go to the career center here in Florida. And that was the last lady who signed me up, who did my claim with you guys in Alabama. I don't know what it was for, ma'am. You know, all I was doing just following protocol, following instructions. So I don't know. But when I went there this morning, you know, the guy was like, nah, I never heard that. Like, well you got a login information? I say, nah. He say, well, no, man. He say, if you filed there, it should just be filed. You shouldn't have to come here. I say, well, all I was doing was what I was told to do. You know, I don't know.
You're filing an unemployment claim in Alabama. I mean, we can't tell you to go to Florida to do anything.
Okay, so I should be good. So once it.
I mean, your benefits are coming from, I have no idea why anyone would have told you to do that.
Well, now, listen, I have another thing, ma'am. When I signed up, I think I gave them the wrong, my wrong account number for the direct deposit.
Okay, hold on. If you need to change that.
Is that what I would have to call that claim line and then do it after five? That's what I would have to do for that.
You might. Let me make sure. Let me get your Social Security number first, and let me just pull up your claim and make sure nothing's squirrely about it.
589-120714.
Okay, 589-120714. And your
Curtis
first and last name?
5479.
And what's your mother's maiden name? Okay. Yeah, it says that on your claim, all you need to do is file a weekly certification.
Just call every week. Yeah, just call every week.
Have you already done?
Yes, I done did it. Okay.
Yes. That's all you need
to
do on
your
claim.
So you're saying
about
the direct deposit thing? Because I know when I think they were saying like I should have to call after five and set up an appointment for the following day, or something like that. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
But let me make sure.
Let
me make sure that that's correct. Okay.
Okay.
Sure. Hold on one moment.
Okay,
I'm
no
just
problem.
waiting on a response. Okay, I'll be right back with you. Thank you. And sir,
Yes.
do you have a traditional bank account at a
Navy
traditional
Federal
bank?
Credit
Okay.
Union.
What's the name of your bank? Okay, thank you. Okay, sir, as I thought, I'm going to transfer you over to Tier 2, and they'll get your banking information changed for you, okay?
Thank you.
All right, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Hold one moment, please.